This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. A program note, due to the American Thanksgiving holiday, there will be no 5 in 10 program tomorrow or Friday. We will be off until next Monday, and we pray that you have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving with your family, wherever you are on this world. Topic number 5, China and the Philippines. A little confrontation between China and the Philippines, two of the nations contending for control of various areas, overlapping areas of the South China Sea. China's Coast Guard forcibly seized suspected debris of a Chinese rocket from the Philippine Navy. The Filipinos were towing this debris toward an island in the South China Sea, Thitu Island. The Philippines describing this as just the most recent confrontation between their two navies in this part of the sea. The Chinese vessel twice blocked the Filipino naval boat before seizing the floating debris. This was according to a press conference held by Vice Admiral Alberto Carlos on Monday. No one injured in the incident. This occurred just hours before Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in the Philippines for talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., where the leaders are expected to strengthen or talk about strengthening the military alliance between the U.S. and the Philippines. Harris saying that an armed attack on the Philippines, armed forces, public vessels, or aircraft in the South China Sea would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments, and that is an unwavering commitment that we have to the Philippines, end quote. Which means that the official position of the United States government now seems to be that we will come to the armed defense of the Philippines and or Taiwan in the event of a confrontation with mainland China. This incident, just the latest flare-up between China, the Philippines, and also Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan. Their claims in the South China Sea overlap, and this is important because that's one of the most heavily traveled areas for cargo vessels in the world. Carlos said the Filipino sailors, using a long-range camera on the island, had spotted the debris floating offshore, began towing it in, confronted by the Chinese Coast Guard vessel, who cut the tow rope and seized the debris. Filipino sailors, since no one was hurt and sensing that discretion was the better part of valor, decided to return to the island without further incident. Topic number 4, carbon credits. We've talked about this before. Mentioned that last month, a bank in Australia began tying credit cards to carbon offsets for customers. Now Canada is joining the list of nations where this is taking place. A bank in Canada becoming the first there to launch a credit card that tracks a customer's carbon emissions. Van City offering a credit card that links purchases to carbon emissions and allows customers to compare their monthly carbon footprint to the national average. And then we'll also advise customers on how to limit their carbon footprint. According to research carried out by Visa, more than 50% of Canadians reportedly interested in monitoring their carbon footprint. Now, back in October, Australia's Commonwealth Bank announced a similar scheme, giving the customers their customers an option to pay a fee to offset their carbon footprint. But combined with climate lockdowns and of course, COVID hysteria, this is a technocratic initiative that's been ongoing for 90 years. The idea that we should all be given a carbon allowance to control our lives. And that every time we do something that uses up some of our carbon allowance, that's deducted from our carbon account. And if you need more, then you would have to buy more carbon credits. This proposal, made most recently in the science journal Nature by 4 so-called experts as a means of reducing global carbon emissions, everyone would receive a carbon allowance card that would entail all adults receiving an equal tradable carbon allowance that reduces over time in line with national carbon targets. Of course, this would only work if it was a mandatory national or global policy. Carbon units would be deducted from your personal budget for everything you did. Heat your home, electric use, driving to work and back, and so on. Of course, this naturally would most impact the poorest among us, because the wealthy could buy all the carbon credits they need to continue their opulent, wasteful lifestyles, where everyone else would be struggling to choose between, do I heat up dinner or do we turn up the thermostat another degree because we're freezing in here? Again, this has been a dream of technocrats for 90 years, and they're using climate alarmism to try to sell the idea. Part of hashtag Great Reset, which leads to topic number three, no triple-demic, because the other prong of this two-horned approach is pandemic alarmism. And mentioned the other day, the NBC medical expert who advised viewers to avoid family members this holiday season who've not been vaccinated because of the triple threat of COVID, the flu, and RSV. Now, researchers now say there's a growing body of research that shows that these respiratory viruses interfere with each other's ability to spread. In other words, what we saw with the decline of influenza over the past couple of years with the spread of COVID-19, more than a 90% decrease in cases of influenza, may not be funny record-keeping at all. It may, in fact, be that the influenza virus cannot spread if SARS-2 has already taken up residence in somebody's respiratory tract. This is published in Science magazine this week, a growing body of epidemiological and laboratory evidence showing that SARS-CoV-2 and other respiratory viruses interfere with one another. Although waves of viruses may spread, they aren't likely to spread at the same time and overwhelm hospital emergency rooms and intensive care units. In other words, don't panic. It's unlikely that we will see a triple-demic, regardless of what the experts say on the news. Again, it's all part of the drive to scare us into submission, hashtag Great Reset. Topic number two, pastors and politics. New research shows that a majority of pastors here in the United States thinking about stepping away from ministry are concerned that Christians are more loyal to their politics than to God. That's one of several factors leading church pastors, church leaders, to consider leaving the profession, leaving the calling. In September, Barna Research Group, George Barna, Arizona Christian University, asked Protestant pastors if they'd given serious consideration to quitting being in full-time ministry over the past year. 39% said yes. Now, this is a slight decline from 42% a year earlier, but officials from the Barna Research Group drilling down into the data, shared some of those findings in a webinar last week. They found that there are two main trends shaping the ministry or reshaping the ministry in 2022. One being the immense stress of the job. Burnout, in other words, 56% of pastors considering quitting cite stress as a major reason. More than 40% say they report feeling lonely and isolated. But they also talk about current political divisions. 38% say that that is a factor leading them to consider a career change, leaving the ministry. So Barna asked pastors, what do you mean by current political divisions? Majorities of both mainline and non-mainline Protestant pastors, 66% and 53% respectively, expressed concern, quote, that Christians are more loyal to their political views than their faith, end quote. That is a damning statement. And I don't think they're wrong. I think if we think about it, and if we're honest, we'll all admit that we have been in church bodies that seemed more faithful to the American flag in the sanctuary than to the Word of God in the pulpit. It's the other trend that reshaped ministry over the past year is that changes in attendance. Specifically, Barna found that millennials, this is not, I would not have expected this result. Millennials are re-engaging with church while baby boomers, the group that I'm right at the tail end of, are dropping out altogether. Regular church attendance among millennials increased from just over 20% in 2019 to 35% in 2022. Meanwhile, weekly church attendance by baby boomers dropped from just more than 30% in 2020 to 25% this year. Coming up, as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday, something to be thankful for. You won't guess what it is. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Howell, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Allie Anderson team up to bring you their magnum opus. Introducing the brand new 3-volume anthology from Defender Publishing, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. This new collection is being described by those closest to Dr. Thomas Horn as the most important body of legacy work he's ever written. And it's being offered right now in Skywatch TV's largest giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway, Volume 1. 1 of The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation begins in the Old Testament and reveals multiple ways that Jesus made personal appearances on earth called Christophanies prior to his birth through the Virgin Mary. The many links between Mount Sinai, the Day of Pentecost, and the Ascension from astounding but largely hidden revelations in the original Hebrew and Greek. How the words of the prophets regarding the someday Messiah preceded a 400-year season of silence and anticipation that led to disastrously incorrect interpretations of who he would be when he arrived, and so much more. Volume 2 begins in the New Testament and demonstrates what social and political events transpired during the intertestamental period that led to a movement of numerous false messiahs whose military pursuits splintered the Jews into various disjointed sects, each with their own misguided, documented messianic expectations. How extra-biblical and apocryphal books written around the time of Jesus give fresh insight on New Testament characters, their true identity and reputation, and how that affects proper biblical interpretation, the real and largely misunderstood purpose of Christ's ministry years on earth, and why there is an apparent deficit of miraculous manifestations in our day, and we're barely scratching the surface. Then Volume 3 moves directly to the Apocalypse, where you'll learn clear-cut, comprehensible explanations behind even the most enigmatic and hard-to-understand symbols in Revelation that anyone can read and understand. How Jesus, present and active in all 66 books of the Bible, makes his grand and final entrance in shining glory to welcome into the New Jerusalem all who receive the free gift of salvation. And we're just getting started. Presented in 3 brand new volumes, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation is organized in a way that is guaranteed to fascinate and boggle the minds of everyone, from seasoned scholars to new believers. This is the life of Christ illuminated like you've never experienced before. When you order this incredible collection, you'll also receive the new Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on data disc. Now, for the first time, this must-have assortment features 120 of the most information-packed best-selling books in Defender history, including the never-before digitally released version of the Defender Family Bible, featuring Old and New Testament with expanded Apocrypha. These full-length works are in popular ebook formats, so you can read them on Kindle, EPUB, PDF, and other handheld electronic devices. Give this collection as the ultimate gift to somebody you know this holiday season, or take them with you wherever you go. Valued at over $2,000 all by itself. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive bonus merchandise. As included in the Mystery of Jesus grand giveaway are any number of brand new super quality overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $2,000. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Mystery of Jesus Grand Giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number 1 today, there's always something to be thankful for, and this year, it's that Mariah Carey will not become the official Queen of Christmas. Seriously, she actually applied to the U.S. Patent Office to patent the phrase Queen of Christmas. She wanted that as her personal trademark. But thankfully, the Patented Trademark Office has denied her request. It's bad enough that her music is everywhere at this time of season, starting around Halloween. I mean, she has one Christmas hit track from 1994, and she's been parlaying that for the last 30 years. But how do you take that and justify in your own mind being called Queen of Christmas? Don't know, not familiar with the world in which Mariah Carey lives. Also curious. I mean, you know, as I recall, she first broke in when I was doing Top 40 radio. I was a disc jockey back in 1989 in Little Rock, Arkansas, when she first broke out as a 19-year-old phenom. How is it she looks exactly the same now at age 53? Well, anyway, we can thank, by the way, for Mariah Carey's the denial of her attempts to trademark Queen of Christmas, the abbreviation QOC, and Princess Christmas, with a singer by the name of Elizabeth Chan. Now, Ms. Chan has a YouTube channel where she performs Christmas songs. She's got about 2,700 followers. That's 2,700. Compare that to Mariah Carey's YouTube subscribers, 9.2 million. But Ms. Chan has recorded over 1,000 Christmas songs on her YouTube channel. She objected to the Patent and Trademark Office, and thus the Patent and Trademark Office said to Mariah, no, you are not Queen of Christmas. There are a couple levels of hubris there. It's a small thing, but we are thankful that the U.S. government, U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, saw the wisdom in saying no. Well, SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference, Exposing the Darkness, available right now. You can get instant access to this, and you get 90 days access from the moment you sign up. So even though this has been out now available for a couple of weeks, you haven't missed any time. Still get 90 days access from the day you sign up for the conference. Long holiday weekend, maybe the time to take advantage of 24 cutting-edge presentations. Tom Horn's got a new one in there. Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, our good friends from Israel, Avi Lipkin and Aaron Lipkin. We've got some new voices here. Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Egal German, Pastor Doug Van Dorn, with a couple of fascinating presentations, one on serpent mounds, one on astral prophecy. Again, just some fascinating stuff here. And our good friend Kenny C. with his first presentation for SkyWatch TV, plus all six SkyWatch Films documentaries, including the award-winning Inhuman and Silent Cry. All yours to watch in any order you choose for the next 90 days if you sign up today at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com. As we're heading towards the season where we celebrate the birth of Jesus, regardless of the official original date, we are rolling out a six-week series based on the new three-volume set by Tom Horn, Allie Anderson, and Donna Howell, The Mystery of Jesus from Genesis to Revelation, showing exactly where we find Jesus all throughout the scriptures. And this week, a very, unexpected discussion of how the book of Ruth relates to the book of Revelation. Don't miss any of these programs. You'll find them all at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can watch it on our over-the-air broadcast. The schedule for the over-the-air program set at is online. It's skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, you can watch it right now on the big screen. Just add our channel to your set-top box, and we'll be there whenever you click the remote or download our free app. The app brings our programs right to your smartphone or tablet, all of our video content, the weekly SkyWatch TV program, the women's program, Simply His, these daily news updates, plus important news updates and a calendar of our upcoming events, all in the palm of your hand. And you can then use Chromecast, Google's Chromecast, or Apple's AirPlay to cast the videos to a smart TV. The app is free, bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, and it's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to the app stores posted at our website. Again, we'll be off tomorrow and Friday because of the American Thanksgiving holiday. And in the meanwhile, have a blessed holiday weekend. Treasure the time with your family. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.